Well, 5 minutes to five, we've got 5 minutes.
Good to see you again, Virgil. My name is Willie Casale, and I'm presently the president of a village corporation and chairman of the IRA Council. I have been before the commission to testify and report the activities of our community during the first week of July 1984 at Akichuk and at Togiak Native Community on January 25, 1985. This statement to the commission will not include the activities that have been ongoing for the community of Akichuk and subsequent activities of the Upit Nation. The Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act has been in existence for approximately 13 years and created some 200 odd corporations, all chartered through Alaska state laws. Some corporations have made profits in their investments, while the majority of the village-based corporations have yet to make profits to benefit their members. When the enactment of ANSCA was a reality, the regional and village corporations were established through the mandate of the law with no regard to the afterborns and tribal governments in Alaska. The question of the legality of ANSCA is still persistent in the minds of today's tribal leaders on the procedures how ANSCA came about. Nevertheless, the responsibility now lies with the corporate leaders and tribal leaders to fully evaluate the intent of the law so that the lands will be protected and the insurance of full participation of all Alaska Natives in any activities affecting the Native people, whether they were born prior to 1971 or after 1971. No disrespect is intended to the Alaska Natives who pushed for the land claims in the late 1960s and early 1970s. However, current analysis of federal Indian laws and federal court cases related to Indian Native community reveals that there may have been neglects towards the case laws related to procedures for Native involvement towards our affairs. The opportunity exists for the Alaska Native tribal governments to voice their concerns and recommendations during the upcoming special convention of the Alaska Federation of Natives, scheduled for the last week of March. From the public meeting of Akichuk residents, the following are the recommendations. One, that the portions of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act be repealed as recommended by the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation 1991 Committee. Number two, that the Alaska Native tribal governments recommend at AFN Special Convention a Restoration Act be established to recognize the inherent Native governmental authority of each Alaska Native community. Number three, that the United States Congress accept the Berger Commission report as the 1985 report to Congress rather than the report conducted by the Management Concept Incorporated firm of Virginia. Number four, that the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act is a Menominee Termination Act in disguise to terminate Alaska Natives. Number five, that the United States Congress be made aware of the ANSCA is a termination act, so therefore a repeal is in order. Number six, that the Alaska State Legislature and State Administration be oriented in federal Indian case laws prior to acceptance of state positions so that they are familiar with their dealings with the unincorporated communities or the Alaska Native tribal governments. Number seven, that the Alaska Native tribal governments begin to educate themselves and their members about the inherent sovereign powers of the Native community. Number eight, that the land selected by the village and regional corporations be donated to the village tribal governments for insurance that the lands will remain the sole property of the Alaska Natives. Number nine, that the Alaska Native tribal governments establish business corporations to economize local resources to benefit the residents. The business corporations to be established under tribal authority. Number 10, that the Alaska Native tribal governments begin to establish local laws towards subsistence and land use policies for the benefit of the residents. Number 11, that the village corporations and tribal governments establish joint land use agreements to deal with unauthorized trespass of native lands. Number 12, that the state and federal agencies carry out the concerns of the native community to ensure harmony between the natives and the non-native interests. Number 13, that the regional organizations begin to meet with member villages to establish a regional tribal government to effectively deal with the state and federal agencies and to carry out the concerns of the member Alaska Native tribal governments. And number 14, that all corporation-selected land, native allotments, traditional and customary lands for subsistence be deemed as Indian country through congressional legislation. I am sure the commission has heard from the other testimonies of what their concerns and recommendations are. From your other speeches to Native organizations, you have assured that your report will contain the recommendations of the testimonies, and I am hopeful that wherever the report is submitted, that your recommendations are considered. Personally, I am grateful for the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People for the opportunity for you to hear our concerns and for them to sponsor an important step in educating the world of our dire needs for survival of our culture. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Casale. Thanks very much. Well, we've had a very good afternoon, and I want to thank everybody who's testified, and I want to thank everybody who came. And I think that we're going to meet again at 6:30 at the Senior Citizens Center, and we'll carry on tonight for a few hours, and that will be we'll complete our village meetings in Alaska. So I'm glad this very last meeting has been so worthwhile. We are going to go to Seattle later this week, and then we have a round table in Anchorage next week, but this is the last village meeting. So you're welcome to come to the Senior Citizens Center at 6:30 tonight, but an hour and a half from now, if you wish. Thank you all.
They came by.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. They said they wanted to start because the roads were bad.
Oh, they can go up on the river, right?
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission, and I'm traveling around the state to find out what Alaska Natives think about the land claim settlement of 1971. And I've been to 60 villages and towns all over the state. I've been traveling for a year, and I've heard from more than 1,400 Native people and non-Native people too. These things talk about the land claim settlement and to get their thoughts on it.
Unokoni, Judge Berger, Alokoni, Makunokoni, Alaska Review Commission, Ankoni. Mani lu State of Alaska me mani nunach pampi nunanun khani ayaga gosulini khani matum khani Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act tam khani kaisayu kuchan khani hearing act lu dum khadna kalaut kaklugu kaisin
1,400 people, Tamatununi Nihani, U20, I Bible Timago 20, Gusha 20, testimony, Lashkosini 20, Maguni hearing on. Agumkani, Galachikokani, Gais Numiokani, Matumkani, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
So, all over Alaska, Native people have been talking about the land claim settlement, about subsistence, about their way of life, about their concerns, about the future, about their children, and they've been talking as well about 1991. You know that in 1991 you'll be able to sell your shares in the Native corporations. But if people do sell their shares and outsiders take over the Native corporations, then they won't be Native corporations anymore, and the land that they own won't be Native land anymore. So some of these questions are really important questions, and I'd like to know how you feel about them.
Maguni khani hearing on the U20 testimony last night, Maguni subsistence, Nanaksam, Dunginun, Hwasuka, Awani Jimak Company Kaisen, Ayuk Sarish Khan Khani, Hwasu Magutani, Kinoxibutani Migilanut. Kwasukoka Madam Kani 1991 Namtki Khan Kani Doni Kani U20 Share Right 20 Magun and Kani Mark Dan and Kani Kehoni Dam Kibu Jumarilu Bihot Spitun Nari Marilu Jidamagun Kani Sharonik Magudum Kani Corporation not my Mamdeshme 20 Corporation not Lily BNCM Kani Gamagutu Kani Share 20 Dunakufjigi Corporation 20 U20 Begin Richtika 20 Dom Gesset.
So, if you would like to give me your views tonight, if you'd like to testify, just take this seat here by the microphone next to Ken, and what you say will be recorded by Jim Sykes here, who's traveling with me, and there will be a permanent record of what you've had to say, because there's a permanent record of what all the Alaska Natives have said to this commission about the things that are most important to them. And I'm going to be writing a report, and it will be based on what you've told me at these meetings.
Kan ringkut sih kok kani, kalau tak kumis kuman kani, pelus bin nak tu je. Kaisen umi yacht kelak cincuk matu man Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act aman. Ya, waktu kani record, renarik shoot pun kani, kacik klinik kani, kahdna, tama gitu kani kans sih kani. We talk about it. Caspian on it.
Now, I'm not here representing the government of the United States or the state of Alaska. I was appointed to do this job by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And when I finish my hearings, I'll write a report, and it will go to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and it will be made public in September, and I'll be sending a copy to everybody who testifies at these hearings.
Matum money, Unakhani ICC, in your circumpolar conference, Dagutani, do you clothani, Manahani, Anskakhani, Kaisnum, Umyacht, good, something honey, national revolution. Kakiskunisu, Magutani, you twenty collect, honey, report allegiance in the Kaligamunsi Lugi. Ugunu Lukhani, ICC Munkhani Dun Lugi, Mani September Ami Delram.
Well, we were happy to be here in Bethel, and we had a meeting this afternoon at the hall, and I'm glad we're here at the Seniors Center tonight so that some of the elders can speak if they wish, and so that other people who've come can participate. So we're open for business, and I'd like to hear what's on your minds, if you'd like to testify. Yes, please. Please, sir. Just give us your name, if you would, and
I'm Paul Gregory, Bethel. My statements will be based on 1991 as well as what we're about to face in the future. Now, those of us that were involved in the Land Claim Settlement Act in these first stages, lobbying and working, and we started out with, we thought we were going to get 140 million acres. But after all the fuss and everything that happened, political powers to be, we ended up with $40 million. I, for one, not satisfied with the settlement we got, because my children's children, my grandkids, and those that are about to come are not going to be able to share in the Land Claim Settlement Act itself. But my biggest fear is the onslaught, the 1991. To those of us that were involved in the Land Claim Settlement Act, it's going to be a little bit more work than what we started out with. But the biggest task is going to be those of us that were involved in the act itself to be more involved with the younger people that are struggling with the effects of 1991. And I wasn't happy with the settlement that we got. I was very happy that the act itself was about to be signed, but when I heard the news, it was kind of a shock, because the powers to be, the people we talked to, the lobbying efforts we did, everything, all the hard work, day and night without sleep practically, we got 40 million. And I didn't like that. I'm not happy with it, because those are grandkids that were born after the act was signed are not, according to the act itself, won't be able to share in the act. And I would like to have my grandchildren share Nyack itself. I suppose I'll be able to deed over or sign over or make a will to have my grandchildren get my whatever I got coming, maybe and maybe not. But my biggest fear is those elderly people that are sitting here. They're not able to talk like I do. They won't be able to go out and say things like we do. They're the ones that I'm mostly speaking for. And I suppose in my own behalf too, but my greatest concern is my elderly people here as well as my grandchildren. Now what I'd like to do is do that in my mother tongue. Siuklilugu mania ayagni kahasamtni matumma nunam tungi nunna zalliu asamtni imumi ayagni kahasamtni ika yuksuta zallih pamalushukut manna nunavut pitiklugu ukutta kanrusuta nunnat kamtnik hukka unang katahtugut huankuta hukpikamtnik tamam tamani nunani viitalgaini unangut huankutun taitsin mahkamuk unang katahtugut. Tos kannut taitkutta nunang ukakamuk hukka unang tsiikukut. Tai ma juinat kulun ritaagavlari tiisitsat ngilkahluku nunamuk amsktalgaamuk tamakunuk tammai unang ahkauluta. Maatna mingutsin maugan mugilkahput 40 million tuota mamlaktasiin illaraya. Salissa kannruttaitkut makutkuk ikneaput mattum 1971 nam kingoani juhtsat tamakunun illaus ngaitut. Tamakun kruunaang ngaitut. Huinga tamana asiikin ritaaka. Tamakutoi tutka rauhluput samuk piinatin huankuta pinksaarukut salisu huankuta tamakut unangut putwakna nunamuk tamakunun ahtsukunga yaakaput. Tauam taukut taukutaumu yoksam ti sahakuin raya gauk. Sahakuin raya gauk. Amsin ritok nangtsikok. Tauamuna aarnakshaya 1991 namuk pilakungat maa yagrihtshaya. Tuani hukmanna nunnautfut ikihtsikok. Tun yung arilu kisu magut nunani maai. Magut mai huankuta kooperisna nuk pilak ngaput. Tauna to aarnak sreeruk muriskin ritu nauna nisu. Huatn magut uzvitut magut unak kiputang nakoural rit nunanak. Ayag yonril rani nasun ritahti. Akka unakwani samuk pitkulun pingahtittuk. Tauna hukta uzvi tullaga. Murisknaksin yuksaknak huankuta tsariunga siinit kuttammaani. Tauga murisk kumtki salisu ajagioput kalaaru taksuki. Tamaatum murisk laskatnik kaispingaituk. Ikaju kurluta salliak kumtku tamana suaksuni ajahtikok. Salisuna huankutnun taitsimaasak 40 million rikkit siiahtok. Amshulukutai takkaushuyakataw miksubigalreadun pishuitkut sahakuin raulukutaisuku. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I don't think so. He's just telling me.
Der Mann ist nacht vermeidet dann darf gnade bügelt sie Maika kann ich da mal kann ich bügeln an ihr Bild.
Fred P. Dem from ENIAC, right up here in Bethel. Some of my concerns about land claims issues was like being able to pass some of this land down to our children, like for using in subsistence lifestyle ways, you know, like as it is now, like, you know, Bethel, sometimes it's kind of like we can't do some things that we used to do before, like maybe having a smokehouse or something around town close on account of dust and other things. One of my concerns was that for younger generation to be able to keep up with our lifestyle and culture, not losing the language, and being able to hunt and fish wherever we want to. Like now it's pretty open, we can still do whatever we want to do, go around different places and hunt without too much problem. Another thing is that economically, I don't think we've seen very much dividends coming down from the village or regional corporation. If the corporations take care of their business right, it might be different story. Like with the land, we're a little bit behind. Like 10 years or so longer. Like Congress didn't, or BLM and other agencies didn't give the land, selected lands right away to the corporations. Therefore, you know, like giving us some problems. Like there's a lot of overlapping problems, like with native allotments and local allotments, tourist lands, and a lot of conflict in there that needs to be straightened out by, if not our government, maybe the state. We've been having problems with state being slow with their surveys and stuff like that. And to me, maybe some people may benefit in the future if there's a way to save our lands and think positive and carry on, you know. But sometimes I kind of wonder, like, we have a lot of like infighting with sometimes with competition, trying to work together, yet sometimes not understanding the Land Claims Act itself, especially our elder people, I think we need to hear from them what they have to say. I think they're important as well as our younger people that might benefit from some of this settlement act. Okay, try to translate some of this. Land claim act amma pili mal taumakka huinil niitsuk tool bitsnik taanik laanik liyukun qayaan.
Thank you, Mr. Peake. Thank you.
I'm old. I'm 72 years old. I was born 1912, April 24. But anyway, I got lots of grandchild. I got plenty of grandchild. My name is Gus Efemka. I'm not from the Bethel. I moved down to Bethel 1950. And I was up at the mountain village before with my parents before they surveyed Alaska, whole land of Alaska. And I moved down. Ever since I moved down, somebody jumped on my ground up there and claimed it. So he died, that man. I don't know what I'm going to do then. I want to know if I got if I could get it back by God, Baden Village of Kuskokwim.
I'm afraid I couldn't answer that, sir. I think you might consult one of the lawyers at Legal Services. You might consult the Legal Services.
Legal Services.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I did that already, but they said it couldn't help.
Yeah. Well, if I'm afraid there's nothing I can do about that.
Oh,
is this an allotment?
Yeah.
Well, the only person you might see there is Dave Fleury, who's there.
That man who bought it, he's died already.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, you, if you
now
you
talk, got some brother here.
Yeah.
Vanderpool.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I come over here. I want to know if I... If I can't do nothing, but it's all right.
Well, if you've talked to Legal Services and they can't help,
before,
then I suspect there's nothing can be done. If you didn't file your papers for the allotment before December 19th, 1971,
before,
then it's too late.
That's before the survey to Alaska. I was in there. I born in that place.
Yeah.
And my folks was in there, too.
Well, a lot of people that should have gotten, should have been granted allotments never got them. A lot of folks were left out, just like you, I think.
Yeah. Well, I did here. I got a lot here.
In town?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I like to have my ground back, but no way, I guess. Yeah, no way. Yeah, right. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Nani mani wita lachit?
La, what was that name?
Like the
church of Kulik. Not, oh, what?
Alder Street, Abby.
Aye. I forgot the name. You put him down.
Kala utksigubu honey nunatin honey, Gawani honey, Utavilutin honey, Kala utsukamkin, allotment algan.
Well, allotment not. I got lot, not like housing only. My own lot, when I bought that ground, is 2 1/4 acre. 2 1/4 acre.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought that ground. It's 2 1/4 acre. So, I guess we can't do nothing about it.
Nothing of the Halika Kashpik Nagumku Honey, nothing it's chicken.
Okay. Yeah. I keep out how I bought it.
Oh, you bought it already?
Yeah, I bought it already, sure. I bought everything. I don't owe nothing in this.
Unaka Mountain Village, Jimmy?
Mountain Village, I took down. He jumped on it, you see, because I was down here already.
Oh.
He jumped on that ground. That's the way he did. Yeah, I took God. Good. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Maybe Asta, you'd like to take that portable microphone to some of the older folks. If we have a portable microphone that Asta can bring around to where you're seated, in case you'd like to speak just from your chair without coming forward here.
Can I go on the microphone? I can pick up. Tony, we touched Snakum Akum Galji Pukch. Can I go? Can hardly hear, but from what on the parts I heard, she was telling us about her concerns for the future generation, the future kids, and that she sometimes cannot sleep because when she thinks about it, thinking of the hard times that they'll be going through by then. And she was saying that they couldn't do nothing about it. Only thing that she can do, well, she was talking about her own self. Only thing that she can do about it is pray and trust God that that things will be okay.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good to see you. Huh?
Elena Rowland.
Elena Rowland.
Do they?
I'm in the kitchen.